91X News.
It's 7 degrees and partly cloudy. I'm Leah Vandenberg with 91X News. It's been a busy day for the Quinte West Fire Department. They've responded to two fires in Frankfort today. Someone lit a vacant house on fire earlier, and the OPP are on scene. The second fire was a kitchen fire in an apartment complex caused by an unattended pot left on the stove. The fire alarm went off and the building was evacuated. Nobody was hurt in either incident. Get in the car, close the door, and don't forget to put on that seatbelt. The Quinte West OPP are going on a seatbelt blitz during the month of April. In March, they found 38 people who had to learn the seatbelt lesson the hard way. In April, they'll be doing traffic initiatives to make sure everyone is buckled up. They have named April Seatbelt Month. Buildings shook violently in northeastern Japan today as the area was hit by an aftershock. The aftershock was originally set at magnitude 7.4, but the U.S. Geological Survey later downgraded it to a 7.1. World Vision spokeswoman Tinel Bergin in Tome says she isn't sure if the quake caused much damage.
The power is out, and plenty of cars and sirens going back and forth, but obviously it happened just before midnight here, I think it was. So, middle of the night, and it's no damage in the surrounding areas that we can see.
Officials quickly issued a tsunami warning, but it was later lifted with no reports of a tsunami hitting shore. The bursting of a hot water pipe in Mississauga has caused some trouble. Three people went to hospital and two cats died after a pipe burst this morning. Fire officials evacuated the 30-floor building as hot water poured down through units and stairwells of the building. A woman in the unit where the pipe burst suffered first-degree burns, an elderly woman suffered chest pains, and a pregnant woman went into labor. A protest by professional outriders over changes at making Calgary Stampede Chuckwagon races safer is over. A group called Preserve the West wanted the Stampede to reverse its decision to reduce the number of outriders per wagon to 2 from 4. Spokesman Bing Rundquist says the outriders weren't able to come to any agreement, so the matter is settled.
And there wasn't a 100% consensus with the outriders on exactly which direction they would go. Because whichever direction it would go, it would pretty well have to be a unanimous decision. So they just went along with the two outriders, and that's the way it will be.
Rundquist says a boycott of the Stampede's Rangeland Derby was a remote option, but the riders didn't want to do anything to hurt the sport. Green Party leader Elizabeth May released her party's platform in Toronto this morning. The Green Book contains tax cuts for low-income Canadians, tax splitting for families, investments in early childhood education, and environmental measures. May says her party's priorities are focused on three major themes: a smart economy, strong communities, and true democracy. The Green leader admits her party wouldn't be able to form a government, but considers itself a voice of reason. May will be in Belleville tomorrow morning shortly before 9 a.m. at the Via Rail station. That's 91X News to 204. Here's Ashley Gale with sports.
Canada's throwing rocks with China in the round robin this morning. The two teams climbed a steady four-point tie until Canada took the lead, winning the match with 5. This evening, Canada faces Norway at 9:30. Canada's Jeff Stoughton has already wrapped up first place at the Ford World Curling Championships with 9 straight wins under his belt. Then it's off to the playoff action for Friday. A win there means Canadians advance to the final. In baseball, Houston is playing Cincinnati, taking a 2-1 lead. Boston is playing Cleveland with no score at the top of the sixth. Colorado is beating Pittsburgh 2-1. And the Jays are in action in Oakland with a 0 at the top of the sixth. Tonight, the Picton Pirates play the Allison Hornets. It's the first of 4 games in the Schmaltz Cup semifinals. Puck drops at 8 o'clock. Tomorrow, the Wellington Dukes play Oakville at home at 7:30. In the NHL, Montreal is in Ottawa with a 7 p.m. start, and Minnesota gets some West Coast action as they play Vancouver at 10:30. Shawinigan, Quebec has won the bid to play host of the 2012 Memorial Cup Junior Hockey Championship. Shawinigan beat out Nova Scotia bids from Cape Breton and Halifax, as well as St. John, New Brunswick. The winner was announced as the league met for its annual awards gala. Each bid was analyzed by a 5-member independent committee led by Gero Genetto, and that included former NHL star Vincent Dampousy. Also, the Bayou Camus Drakkar won the lottery for the first pick in this year's league draft. That's sports. Here's Leah Vandenberg with 901X Weather.
Today, cloudy, becoming a mix of sun and cloud this afternoon, a high of 9. Tonight, clearing this evening, a low of minus 5. Friday, sunny, a high of 11 degrees. Saturday, cloudy with a 40% chance of showers, a high of 11. Sunday, cloudy with a 30% chance of showers or thunderstorms, a high of 14. It's 7 degrees. I'm Leah Vandenberg with Ashley Gale, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3 o'clock.
This is 91X. CJLX. 93
of them.
Belleville.